Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a tunnel that stretches for over 13 kilometers, piercing through the mighty Himalayas at an altitude of nearly 11,500 feet, providing all-weather access to the strategic and breathtakingly beautiful region of Ladakh. What makes this significant is that the Jozila Tunnel, connecting the Kashmir Valley with Ladakh, has achieved its final excavation breakthrough, a milestone that was witnessed by the Union Road Transport and Highways Minister, Nitin Gadkari. This tunnel is set to be the world's longest high-altitude bidirectional road tunnel, offering safe and year-round connectivity to Ladakh, effectively bypassing the treacherous and snowbound Jozila Pass. The Jozila Pass, situated on the Great Himalayan Range, separates the Kashmir Valley from the Dras Kargil region of Ladakh and remains closed for 6 to 7 months each year due to heavy snow and avalanches, cutting off Ladakh by road during the winter months. The tunnel removes this vulnerability, ensuring that Ladakh remains connected to the rest of India throughout the year. But why does this matter? First, from a defense and strategic logistics perspective, Ladakh borders China along the line of actual control, or LAC. All-weather road access allows the armed forces to move troops, equipment, and supplies year-round, which is a decisive improvement for border preparedness, especially after the tensions since 2020. What does this mean for India's strategic position? It significantly enhances India's ability to respond to any situation that may arise along the LAC. Second, for the people of Ladakh, the tunnel ends the annual winter isolation, improving access to healthcare, markets, and the rest of India. This is a crucial aspect of the tunnel's impact, as it directly affects the lives and livelihoods of the people living in the region. Third, year-round access boosts tourism and economic activity along the Srinagar-Kargil-Leh corridor. This can have a positive impact on the local economy, creating new opportunities for the people of Ladakh and enhancing the region's overall development. Now, let us turn to the engineering and ecological dimension of this project. Tunneling at such an altitude through the geologically young and fragile Himalayas is a major engineering feat, contending with avalanche zones, extreme cold, and unstable rock. It also raises the broader question of sustainable infrastructure in the ecologically sensitive Himalayas, balancing strategic and developmental needs against slope stability, seismic risk, and environmental impact. What does this mean for the future of infrastructure development in such sensitive regions? It highlights the need for careful planning and execution to minimize the environmental footprint of such projects. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Jozila Tunnel is approximately 13.15 kilometers long and is located at an altitude of about 11,578 feet. The breakthrough was achieved on June 9, 2026. The tunnel connects Baltal, which is also known as Sonmarg, to Meenamarg or Dras, and it is located on National Highway 1, along the Srinagar-Kargil-Leh corridor. The executor of this project is Megha Engineering and Infrastructures Limited, or MEIL for short. Remember this number, 13.15 kilometers, as it is said to be the world's longest high-altitude bidirectional road tunnel. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, note the key details about the Jozila Tunnel, including its length, altitude, and the date of the breakthrough. Also, remember that it connects Baltal to Meenamarg or Dras, and it is located on National Highway 1. For mains, you can examine the strategic significance of all-weather connectivity to Ladakh for India's defense preparedness along the LAC, under GS3, which deals with border infrastructure. You can also discuss the role of Himalayan passes and the challenges of high-altitude tunneling in a fragile ecological zone, under GS1, which deals with geography. Lastly, you can analyze the balance between strategic infrastructure and ecological sensitivity in the Himalayas, under GS3, which deals with sustainable infrastructure. Now, let us look at the sources of the information. The details about the Jojila Tunnel are sourced from India TV, the Ministry of Road Transport and Highways, and the Press Information Bureau, or PIB. The Jojila Tunnel's breakthrough marks a significant milestone in India's infrastructure development, particularly in enhancing the country's strategic and economic capabilities in the Ladakh region, while also underscoring the challenges and complexities of building sustainable infrastructure in ecologically sensitive areas. This development has far-reaching implications for India's defense preparedness, regional connectivity, and environmental conservation efforts.